奉你的名来到你的殿里来敬拜你。
So today in your name we gather in this place to worship you.
我们特别的需要你。
We really need you.
亲爱的主啊，请你来到你的众儿女中间。
Dear Lord, please your presence be among us.
在我们中间使你以高高的宝座。
That you will sit on your high throne.
请你的灵自由自在地运行在这个殿堂。
And your spirit will move within this place.
运行在我们心中。
Move within our hearts.
感动我们。
Move us.
无论我们所思所想所唱的一切都能够荣耀你。
That we will glorify you in our minds, in our what we read, in what we sing.
今天是你荣耀得胜的日子。
Today is your glorious and victorious day.
让我们的眼目都单单的仰望你。
And may our eye only focus upon you.
感动我们的心。
Move our hearts.
让我们心里发出由衷的感谢赞美。
The front of the bottom of our heart can flow out this true praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 现在我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名开始我们今天的崇拜。大家起立。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's name, we'll start our worship. Please stand up.
让我们张开我们的口向神发出感恩。
And we'll open our mouths to dedicate our praises to our Lord.
请大家用你熟悉的语言唱。
You can sing this hymn in your comfortable language.
第一首歌感谢神。
Thanks God.
感谢神赐我的属土，感谢神丰富与美，感谢神过去的同在，感谢神主掌应许，感谢神赐温暖春天，感谢神消除秋季，感谢神抹干我眼泪，感谢神赐我你，感谢神祷告们应允，感谢神为梦最近，感谢神度过了风暴，感谢神丰富供应，感谢神赐我苦与乐，感谢神绝望的味，感谢神无比的慈爱，感谢神无限恩惠，感谢神赐路盼玫瑰，感谢神玫瑰有刺，感谢神赐家庭温暖，感谢神盼望不止，感谢神赐喜乐忧愁，感谢神赐平安宁，感谢神赐明天盼望，感谢神永远不停。
我们下面一首歌是是纪念我们的十字架上恩主为我们所做的一切。
The next hymn,
主十架。
The next hymn is the old rocky cross that we remember what the Lord has done on the cross for us.
我们第一节我们大家一起唱，用你熟悉的语言。第二节弟兄唱，第三节姊妹唱，第四节我们大家一起。
First verse and the fourth verse together in your comfortable language.Second brother, third sister.
哥哥他山一山祝你过这之家，师兄如雨同呼其号，神来自主耶稣为我们被钉死， 十字架是我最爱最宝，故我爱高举做十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下，我一生要背负十字架，他那天可皇宫一冠冕。
弟兄唱，
这苦就十字架，被世人所轻视，我只却以自家为宝贵，深爱自主耶稣，受其天堂荣华，愿为佛之家万歌歌唱，故我爱宝居多是自家，愿将世上虚荣全放下，我一生要背负十字架，把那天可皇宫一冠冕。
姊妹，
全生命的诚意，我爱到居住十字架，愿将世上虚荣全放下，我一生
一起，
为这苦就是家，我愿永远尊称那圣人如如之家，救主快要再来，如果我到天家，为主有多共享永远荣耀，我爱高举多十字架，愿将世上全荣全放下，我一生要背负十字架，大天可换公义冠冕。
我们下面这首诗歌是主活着，
The next hymn is He Lives。
让我们大家用我们熟悉的语言高声来见证我们主的恩典。
Let's sing with your high voice in your comfortable language.
我所是从活泼主，他定在是活的，我知道他却活着，不管人怎么说，我见他手持怜悯， 请问他安慰神，每次当我需求他，心里答应，基督耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过，基督耶稣求恩临到万邦，若问我真知他活着，他活在我心中，在我所处环境中，父爱常在我旁，我虽有时烦恼，但却永不失望。我是救主引领我，冲破宽风烦恼。一日我主必再来，大显荣耀。基督耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过，基督耶稣恩临到万邦，若问我真知他活着，他活在我心中，欢喜声如当欢喜，大家高声颂扬，复兴的哈利路亚，归于基督我王，寻他的人有盼望，祈求者的帮助，无人有他的爱心，仁慈善良。基督耶稣今天仍然活着，他与我谈，他伴我走，生命在路通过，基督耶稣救恩临到万邦，若问我真知他活着，他活在我心中。
是的，主，我们感谢赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们所信靠侍奉的是一位复活的主。
The one who we put all our trust on is the Lord who lives.
所以我们真是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we really thank and praise you.
你也知道，在我们每天的生活当中，我们都可以经历到你的真实。
Because we know that in every day of our life, we can experience the reality of you.
所以，在这个十一月的开始，我们想到再过几个礼拜就会庆祝。感恩节。
We know that this is November, and very soon we'll celebrate the Thanksgiving.
是吧？在这时候，我们真是恳求你提醒我们有一个感恩的心。
And Lord, we ask you that you remind us to have a heart of Thanksgiving.
不论我们在生活当中经历多大的难处和挑战，让我们的心中时时充满感恩。
No matter what kind of difficulties and challenges in our lives, but every time we still feel this peace and Thanksgiving in our heart.
因为我们已经得到天父的慈爱
，because we have obtained the mercy from the heavenly God，
你在我们每天的生活当中时时看顾我们
，that you have take care of our everyday life。
我们若信靠你，我们就能够经历到你的恩典真是够我们用
，that if we believe you, that we can experience that your grace is so sufficient for our life。
所以我们尤其知道你已经把耶稣基督宝贵的救恩 赏赐给我们。
And we know that you have given us the precious salvation of Jesus Christ.
让凡是愿意相信接受的人就可以白白的来得这个救恩。
That for all who believe can obtain these salvations for free.
我们就可以成为神的儿女，就可以享受天父的慈爱。
That we can become children of God and we can enjoy your mercy and love.
而且知道这个救恩是给万民的。
And we know that this salvation is for all nations.
不是我们自己可以得着，我们也可以和我们的家人朋友们来分享。
Not only that we ourselves can obtain this salvation, but all our friends and relatives, we can have this too.
不只是与我们骨肉之亲分享，也跟语言文化和我们不一样的人，我们也可以分享主的救恩。
Not only we can share this salvation to our relatives in flesh, but also for people in different culture and language, we can share this salvation too.
因此主啊，不论我们生活当中还有多少的挑战，让我们在今天的崇拜当中有一个喜乐感恩的心。
So no matter what we are encountering now for the difficulties and challenges, that today, that in this worship, that we'll have this heart of thanksgiving.
我们今天早上我们特别为向峰和志芳一家来向你献上感谢。
We give thanks to the family of 向峰 and 志芳。
虽然向峰在礼拜四晚上回到伊萨卡的路上发生车祸，车子也都毁了，但是主你保守他安全平安。
Also, 向峰 on his return trip to Ithaca has a car accident, but you have protected him from harms.
所以我们实在感谢你的保守。
Father, we really thank you for your protection.
所以我们也谢谢你让他们的小儿子 Samuel 前一阵子生病，但是开始好转。
But you also let their son Samuel to recover from his illness.
也让志芳在过去这一个礼拜非常辛苦的带孩子的这个过程当中能够经历到主你的恩典够他用。
And 志芳 can still experience your abundant grace.During the last week for her taking care of her sons.
So we thank
you. Lord, we thank you.
So we also think that in our midst, there are some brothers and sisters and friends who are about to leave this place.
That we remember there are several brothers and sisters who will move away from here.
We pray for Zhang Xin and Shi Chun-Li.
We pray for Zhang Xin and Shi Chun-Li.
When they move to Iowa, Lord, you are there to prepare good brothers and sisters.
When they move to Iowa, you prepare that there are also a good brothers and sisters for them there.
让他们到那边一进到教会就有回到家的感觉。
So that when they enter the church there, they feel that they have come back to home.
愿你使用那边的弟兄姐妹帮助他们在主里面继续来成长。
They use the church there to help them their further growth in Christ.
让石群丽能够成为在主里面更成熟、更坚强的一位姐妹。
And I truly become a stronger sister in Christ.
我们也祷告张欣能够早早的来接受你做他个人的救主。
We also pray张欣 can accept the Lord as soon as possible.
我们把我们每一位都恭敬仰望交托在主的手中。
We dedicate everyone here to your hands.
也许有时候我们的难处别人不知道。
Maybe there are times that are difficulties that nobody knows.
但是主你知道。
But Lord, you know.
而且你顾念。
And you care for our needs.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
把我们今天崇拜恭恭敬敬的仰望交托在主的手中。
We dedicate our worship to you.
愿因着你向我们说话，我们心中就充满喜乐。
That our heart will be full of joy because you speak to us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是我们起音的时间。
Now it's a worship in respond reading.
我们请啊，我们今天起音的经文是《腓立比书》第二章一到十六节。
Our responsive reading today is Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 16.
畅奎弟兄，我要带领我们起音。
畅奎 will lead us in responsive reading.
请大家翻到教会新约圣经第347页。
Philippians chapter 2.
我读单数节，请弟兄姊妹回应双数节。
I'll read the odd verse and please respond with the even verse.
所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，
你们意念相同，爱心相同， 有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，
他本有神的一个相貌，不以为自己与神同等为强自的，
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
既有一样的样子，就自卑为卑，成为圣徒，以至于且死在十字架上。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地下的，因耶稣的名不屈膝，
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们岂是常顺服的，不但不在你那里，就是我如今不在你那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。使你们无可指摘，诚实无为，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像荧光照耀，
让神的道表明出来，让我在基督的日子，好夸我没有疯狂他，也没有恼他。
感谢神。
Thanks God。
下面我们以金钱的奉献来敬拜神。
Now is the time of worship time. We use our offerings.
在奉献的时候，我们唱一首歌。
We'll use a hymn during our offering time.
感恩歌。
Thank you, Lord.
亲朋友，向主献上感恩，我却为这救恩送主，让我现在奉主，感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我心神，感谢主把孩子给我，丰丰富富的奇妙救恩。有人为这美花水草，为这山心写字，我却为主永远祝我，满心喜乐欢呼，感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主护庇我身身，感谢主白白赐给我高空漂浮的救恩，救恩救赎，神主救赎恩典，我要歌唱赞美救赎，直到天主柔面，感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我心神，感谢主把孩子给我，丰丰富富的奇妙救恩。
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
感谢你丰丰富富的供应。
We thank you for your abundant providence.
我们没有缺乏的时候。
That we never in need.
主啊，再次感谢赞美。
Lord, we thank and praise you again.
就像这诗歌所唱。
Like just the last hymn.
我们不仅为我们日常生活的顺利感恩
That we are not only to thank for our daily life
更为你浩大的救赎的恩典献上感恩
But we thank for your great salvation
求你悦纳我们甘心乐意奉上的金钱
Lord we ask you to enjoy the offering we put before you
用在你所喜悦的事工上面
That you will put these two into use in your ministry
将那甘心乐意的心大大的加给我们
give us the heart of willingness
主啊谢谢你
Lord we thank you
谢谢你听我们的祷告
thank you for hearing our prayers
奉主耶稣基督的名求
in Jesus name we pray
Amen 好下面我们以读经来敬拜神
now is our worship in scripture reading
今天所读的经文是在罗马书第十三章
Today our scripture reading is in Romans chapter 13
八到十二节
Verse 8 to 12
罗马书第十三章八到十二节弟兄姊妹找到没有
Romans chapter 13 Verse 8 to 13
弟兄姊妹可以看到旁边的新朋友如果他们没找到的话我们弟兄们彼此相爱帮助大家赶紧找到
You can look to your neighborsAnd help them find the verse if they cannot.
我们大家都找到了，好，我来读。罗马书第十三章第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。像那不可奸淫不可杀人不可偷盗不可贪婪或有别的贱命都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了爱是不加害于人的所以爱就完全了律法再者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了黑夜已深白昼将近我们就当脱去暗昧的行为带上光明的兵器下面是信息的时间
开始的感受
我简单介绍一下讲员
Let me have a simple introduction to our speaker
我们非常高兴艾保罗牧师再次来到我们当中
We are very happy that Reverend Paul App can be among us again
他还不知道我帮他取了一个中文名字
He doesn't know his Chinese name yet
Yeah. Do they also call you 艾保罗 in Colorado? Okay, cool. 九月的时候他是自己来这次他带了他的全家来。
In September, he visited by himself. Now he come with all his family.
也许这时候也利用这机会简单介绍一下 Hildy, would you please stand up so that people can see you?
Introduce Hildy.
我们欢迎。
Welcome.
艾保罗牧师昨天早上在教会开了一个专题是如何向孩子表达爱。
Yesterday, Reverend App have given a workshop on how to express your love to your children.
那今天是针对我们所有会众继续这个如何表达爱的这个主题。
He will continue on this topic on how to express love.
我们把时间交给
Give time to Reverend App.
I'd like to thank you for inviting me back to Ithaca.
我要感谢大家能够邀请我再回来。
My family and I have enjoyed the beautiful weather.
我跟我的家庭家人他们我们非常享受这边美好的天气。
We've enjoyed the beautiful scenery.
享受这边美好的风景。
The friendliness of the people here.
这边人向我们展现的友谊。
And my wife and I have also enjoyed your enthusiastic singing this morning.
也让大家很热情的唱歌今天早上很热情的唱歌来感谢
This lady complains to her husband
有一个女士曾经这样对她的丈夫抱怨
Why don't you ever tell me that you love me anymore
你为什么从来不告诉我说你爱我
The man replies
I told you 35 years ago at our wedding that I loved you.
我在35年前婚礼的时候就告诉过你了，不是吗？
If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know.
我如果改变主意的话，我会告诉你。
But many of us are just like that man.
我们这边有很多人都是像这样子的。
We may not be that extreme.
也许我们并没有那么极端。
But most of us rarely express our love to other people in a way that makes them feel really loved.
但我们很少向我们所爱的人用他们所能够接受的方式表达我们的爱意。
Yesterday, I shared in the parenting workshop the 5 ways that Gary Chapman says that we should express our love to one another.
昨天我在那个专题里面提到说有五种爱的表达方式。
The first way is through words of affirmation.
第一个方法是用肯定的话。
For example, I felt loved at my church when they have Pastor Appreciation Day and people stand up and say what they appreciate about me.
我感到像我自己，我感到被爱。像在有牧师感谢日里面，有些人告诉我说他们如何的喜欢我。
But I probably feel even more love when somebody comes up to me privately and expresses what they appreciate or they write a note of appreciation.
但我如果是他们私下来告诉他们怎么样欣赏我或欣赏我的信息，那我可能会更觉得被爱。
The second way that we can express love is through physical expression.
第二种方式是带着感情的动作。
For example, I feel loved when my daughter hugs me and gives me a kiss on my cheek.
好像我女儿抱我或是在我脸颊上亲吻的时候。
The third way that we can express love is through gifts.
第三种方法是一个用礼物来表达我们的爱意。
For example, I felt loved when my ophthalmologist friend in Houston gave me a free LASIK surgery.
我感觉到被爱，当我在休斯顿，我做一个雷射眼睛治疗的时候。
But I also feel loved when one of my daughters just colors a picture for me and gives it to me.
但我也感觉到，当我的女儿送给我一个照片的时候，我感觉到她爱我。
The fourth way that we can express love is through quality time spent together.
第四个方法是用好品质的时间。
For example, I feel loved when a group of young adults ask me to join them to go out to eat after a fellowship event.
我感觉被爱，就像好像是说有些青年在他们聚会完之后邀请我跟他们一起用餐。
And I also feel loved when I meet with a group of men and I express some of the concerns I have and they listen intently to my concerns.
或是像我在一些弟兄的聚会里面我来分享说我的一些心里的话，他们能够我感觉被爱。
And the fifth way that we can express love is through acts of service.
第五种方式是一些服务的行动。
For example, I feel loved when my father-in-law helps fix my computer for me.
我感觉被爱，当我岳父帮我修电脑的时候，我感觉被爱。
And I also feel loved when my wife helps clean my office when stacks of books start to pile up.
或是我的太太帮我把办公室那些所有的书跟纸张整理好，我也感觉被爱。
Now look at these 5 ways to express love.
如果你看这五种表达爱意的方式。
How much time every day do you actually spend doing these 5 things?
你每天花多少时间来做这五样的事情？
Most of us spend very little of the time each day doing any of these things.
我们大多数的人每天花很少时间做这五样事情。
We feel too busy.
我们太忙了。
We feel exhausted in our struggles so that after we have completed our responsibilities at our jobs or at our schools, we feel like we have very little time to take care of ourselves.
每一天在我们课业工作结束之后，我们感觉是疲累，所以我们觉得我们只有时间给我们自己。
So by this time we feel like we need to rest or just entertain ourselves.
所以我觉得我就应该休息或是自我娱乐。
We feel like nobody else is going to take care of us, so we need to take care of ourselves.
也没有人要照顾我，所以我最好照顾好自己。
It's not like we're anti-love.
并不是说我们反对爱。
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, what the world needs is more apathy and hate and less love.
我从来没有听过说有人说这个世界需要更多的冷感或是仇恨。
But when it comes right down to it, most of us feel like we have little time to invest in expressing love to other people.
但对于我们个人来说，我们却是每个人却很少有时间来做表达爱，有爱的行动。
Sounds sentimental and sweet to do that, but realistically, it doesn't seem like we can do that.
爱听起来是一个很好、很舒服的事情，但我们却没有时间去做。
So why should we make the expression of love one of the highest priorities in our lives?
那我们为什么需要把这个表达爱这件事情摆在我们生命中很高的定位呢？
Why should we take time out of our busy schedule to express love when we barely have time to take care of ourselves?
为什么在我们每天忙碌的时间里面，我们需要有时间来表达爱，而不是花些时间来照顾我们自己？
Why can't we just wait to express love when we get around to doing it?
为什么我们不就是可以等到我们有时间的时候，我们再去表达爱呢？
In Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 12, the Apostle Paul gives two reasons why we should prioritize loving others.
在罗马书13章8到12节里面，使徒保罗给了我们两个很重要的原因，告诉我们为什么应该将表达爱摆在一个重要的位置。
And the first reason is found in verses 8 through 10.
第一个原因是在第8到10节。
Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow human being has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be are summed up in this one rule. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的是完全的律法，在那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全的律法。
The first reason why we should prioritize loving others is because it's important in God's eyes.
我们第一个需要去表达爱的原因，是因为在神的眼中，表达爱是一件重要的事情。
Some people think that there are only 10 commandments in the Bible.
有人以为在圣经中只有十诫。
However, according to one estimate, there are 1,151 commandments in the Old Testament.
但有人估计过，在旧约里面就有1,151条的诫命。
So one of these commandments is to love your neighbor.
其中一条是爱人如己。
And that's found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18.
在利未记第十九章。
But according to Romans 13, loving your neighbor is not just one of the 1,151 commandments.
但根据罗马书这边所说，爱人如己并不只是这诫命中的一条。
And it's not only the most important of the 1,151 commandments.
它也不仅是最重要的一条。
But even more importantly, loving your fellow human being is considered the fulfillment of the 1,151 commandments.
但更重要的是，爱人如己这句话是是完全了整个律法。
In other words, the reason why God has given us those 1,151 commandments is that He wants us to be able to love one another better.
神之所以给我们的1,151条的诫命，是希望我们能够更懂得如何去爱人如己。
That means that you can read the Bible every day.
这意思也就是说，你可以每天读圣经。
You can go to church every day.
你可以每天去教会。
And you can put money in the offering every week.
你可以每个礼拜都有奉献。
But if you do not take time to express your love to your fellow human being,
但如果我们对我们的周遭的人没有表达爱的话，
you're not fulfilling the purpose of the 1,151 commandments of the Old Testament.
你却没有完成那在1,151条里面这些诫命的目的。
In God's eyes,You're wasting your time.
在神的眼光中，你只是在浪费时间。
And that's how important That's how important it is to express your love to your fellow human beings.
这是我们对我们周遭的人表示爱的重要性。
The second reason why we should prioritize loving others can be found in verses 11 and 12.
第二个原因在罗马书十三章第十一十二节。
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here.
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近。
We should prioritize loving each other not simply for the fact that it's important, but we should also do it because it's also urgent.
我们应该来表达我们的爱，不只是因为它是重要，而且是紧急。
The Apostle Paul says that if we understand the present time, we will understand that we do not have much time left to invest in loving others.
保罗这边所说，如果我们了解现今的时候，我们就可以明白说，其实我们没有剩下多少时间可以来表达我们的爱。
You see, our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
我们应该知道说，我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
In other words, we are closer to the day when we are going to go to heaven than we were when that day when we accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord.
也就是说，我们现在比我们刚信主的时候，比我们去天堂的时间更近了。
How long has it been since you first accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
你多久以前接受了主，成为你个人的救主呢？
For me, it's been over 40 years.
对我来说超过四十年。
Since the time that you became a Christian, how much time have you really been investing in expressing your love to other people?
自从你成为基督徒以后，你投资了多少时间来做表达爱这件事情呢？
When I look back on my 40 years, I can say that I've unfortunately wasted a lot of time in self-indulgence.
我必须说，在我过去的四十里面，我回头看我花了很多时间在自我娱乐上面。
Instead, I could have been using that time to love other people and make a difference in the world.
我应该用那些时间来爱我周遭的人，让这个世界变得不同。
So, how many more years do I have left?
我还有多少年剩下呢？
I really have no idea.
我不知道。
But I did take a test on the internet for health andIt indicated that I was going to live to be 100, that I was going to live to be 95.
我在网上做了一个健康调查，然后我那个时候发现我应该可以活到95岁。
But to be honest, I don't even have a guarantee that I'm going to live through the rest of this day.
但是我可以告诉你们，我甚至没有保证我可以活完今天。
And that's why it's so urgent for me to express my love to other people right away.
这是为什么我们对我们周遭的人表达爱是件这么紧急的事情。
Instead of procrastinating for a more convenient time.
不要去拖延到一个更方便的时间。
Alfred Nobel became a multi-millionaire by inventing dynamite and by licensing the formula to governments to make weapons.
诺贝尔因为发明了火药，从这个专利里面成为一个非常有钱的人。
One day, Alfred's brother died.
有一天，这个诺贝尔的兄弟死了。
And the newspaper accidentally wrote an obituary for Alfred instead of his brother.
这个报纸错认是写了一封祭文，是给这个诺贝尔本身，而不是给他的兄弟。
And so Alfred had the rare opportunity to actually read his own obituary.
所以诺贝尔是很少的人里面可以念他自己祭文的人。
And the newspaper identified Alfred as the inventor of dynamite who, quote, made a fortune by enabling armies to achieve new levels of mass destruction.
他在那祭文里面写说，诺贝尔致富呢，是因为他发明的火药是一种有巨大毁灭性的方式，他因此而致富。
And as Nobel read his own obituary, he had a chance to see how people would remember him.
当诺贝尔看到这个祭文的时候，他想到说别人会怎么记得他这个人。
And he was shocked to see that he would be remembered as a merchant of death and destruction.
他很惊讶的啊，发现自己会被别人记得是一个带来死亡、带来毁灭的一个生意人。
And so Alfred Nobel decided that he would do his best to change his legacy.
所以诺贝尔希望能够做他所能做的，改变他的一生的传奇。
And he took his fortune and started a fund that would award people for their contributions to world peace.
他将他的财产捐出来，设立一个基金，成立了诺贝尔和平奖金。
And this fund is called today the Nobel Peace Prize.
这就是所谓的诺贝尔和平奖。
And today when we hear the name Nobel, we rarely think of weapons of mass destruction.
我们今天想起诺贝尔，不是想起那些有毁灭性的武器。
Instead, we think of contributions to world peace.
我们想到的是他对世界和平所做的努力。
I want to live my life now so that I'm going to have a good eulogy at my funeral.
我希望我现今的生活能让我在追思礼拜的时候祭文能够好一点。
I don't want people to scratch their heads and think like, what can I really say about him?
我希望别人不要去搔头，现在也想不出来说能够有什么好话可以说。
I don't want them to say, well, he really enjoyed reading the newspaper.
我希望别人不要说他其实很喜欢看报纸。
I don't want them to say, well, he spent most of his time huddled in his office.
不是花绝大部分的时间在他的办公室里。
Instead, I want people to say, he cried with me when my father passed away.
我希望人家说人家对我的反应是说，当我的父亲死的时候，他跟我一起哭。
He wrote me an encouraging note when I felt like quitting.
当我觉得走不下去的时候，他给我一个鼓励的话。
He gave me some money.When I was broke.
当我破产的时候，他给我一些金钱的资助。
And when I get to heaven, I want people to welcome me and to say, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your love.
当我进天堂的时候，我希望有人欢迎我，说告诉我说，如果不是因为你的缘故，我不会在这天堂里面。
You see, we must take time to express our love.
我们必须花时间来表达爱。
Because not only is it important,
不只是因为它是重要的,
it's also urgent.
而且是紧急的。
Now, hopefully by now, your head and heart are convinced about the importance and urgency of expressing love.
希望现在你的头脑跟你的心都能够知道说爱别人爱人如己是多么重要而紧急的事情。
But now, I would like to convince your hands,your feet and your mouth about the importance of expressing your love.
现在我希望你能够说服你的手、你的脚、你的嘴，也能够来实际做这些表达爱的事情。
In other words, I don't want you only to be convinced intellectually and emotionally.
我只不希望你不只是在知识上或是情绪上面知道这个爱的重要。
But I want this message to result in action.
我希望你们能够付诸行动。
I want you to have a plan in your mind about what you will do this week in order to express your love to somebody else.
在你心中有一个计划，知道在下一周里面可以做什么事情来表达爱。
And so I'm going to ask you three questions to help you formulate a plan.
所以我要问你三个问题来做这个爱的计划。
You can answer these questions either in your head or even better on a piece of paper.
你可以在头脑里面来回答我的问题，或是最好更好的是能够把它写下来。
First, to whom will you express your love to?
第一个是你要对谁表达你的爱呢？
Maybe it's your spouse.
也许是你的配偶。
Or maybe it's a lonely person in the church.
或是在一个教会里面你常常看到孤单的人。
Maybe it's somebody who has been very difficult and who has gossiped about you behind your back.
或是一个在你背后常常说你坏话坏话的人。
After all, Jesus did command us to love our enemies.
因为耶稣告诉我们说我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Secondly, what will you do?
第二是你要做什么？
Remember the five ways to express your love?
你记得我们刚才所说五种表达爱的方式吗？
Get through it real fast here. Which method will you choose?
你要用哪一种方式呢？
Will it be words of affirmation?
你要说肯定的话吗？
Will it be with physical affection?
你要做带着感情的动作吗？
Will it be with gifts?
还是用礼物呢？
Or will it be with quality time spent with somebody else?
或是有一些好品质的时间、跟他人共享。
Or will it be with acts of service?
或是一些服务的行动。
And finally,When will you express your love to this person?
最后是你什么时候要来、向别人表达爱呢？
Your answer should be as soon as possible.
你的答案应该是越快越好。
You see, we can't really afford to procrastinate.
我们实在不能够再拖延。
Because the command to love our fellow human beings is not only important.
因为爱我们周遭人的这个命令不只是重要的
But it's also urgent.
而且是紧急的
我们接下来要擘饼纪念组
Now it's the time for communion.
在擘饼之前让我为大家读一段经文
I'll read a passage to you before our communion.
在哥林多前书十一章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们从十七节读到二十九节。
Let's read from verse 17 to verse 29.
我想我们用起音的方式来读。
We'll read in a responsive manner.
我读单数节弟兄姐妹回应双数节。
I'll read the odd number verses and please respond with the even number verses.
我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
In the first place, 时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
你们聚会的时候，算不得吃主的晚餐，
因为吃的时候，个人先吃自己的饭。甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉
你们要吃喝难道没有家吗还是藐视神的教诲吗、我向你们可怎么说呢可因此称赞你们吗我不称赞
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来
祝谢了就拨开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我
喝这杯是表明主的死
所以无论何人或按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干饭煮的身煮的血了
然后吃这杯喝这杯
二十九节我们一同读因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪我想我们在擘饼纪念组之前也许我们花一些时间我们每个人在神面前安静自我省察
Let's spend some time before communion that we can examine ourselves before the Lord.
来思想在过去这段时间里面我们是不是有得罪神得罪人的地方
That we can think about the previous time whether we have offended God or offended others.
也许我们也可以特别来思想今天我们所听到的信息。
Maybe we can specially think about today's message.
是不是在我周围有一些人，我应该向他们表达爱，但是我该做却没有做。
Are there people around me that I should express love to, but I didn't?
甚至包括我们的配偶，我们的孩子，我们的父母。
Which includes our spouse, our children, our parents.
我们花一些时间自我省察。
Let's spend some time examining ourselves.
主啊，我们感谢圣经宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for the precious words in the Bible.
说凡事都不可亏欠人。
That we should not owe any debt to others.
唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
But we should feel debt to one another for the love of our fellow man.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Because his love will fulfill the law.
So we in 你面前承认我们，真的是在生活当中有许多的亏欠。
And Father, we acknowledge that we have many debts in our daily life.
常常我们只关心到自己的需要。
Many times we only care about our own needs.
常常我们只体贴自己的软弱。
Many times we only care about our own weakness.
我们没有。来采取爱的行动
that we have not taken any action to express love.
我们给自己借口没有表达爱
we give us a lot of alibis that we are not to give, not to express our love.
甚至对我们的配偶也是如此
even to our spouse, we did this also.
虽然我们在婚礼的时候我们曾经立下婚姻的誓约
although we have made this holy matrimony in the wedding,
但是我们好像忘掉了我们所立的誓约。
We think that we have forget that vow.
有的时候我们真的是冷落我们的配偶。
Many times we have apathy towards our spouse.
或者我们因着自私而忽略了他的需要。
Or because of selfishness, we have ignored their needs.
或者我们坚持照着我们自己的方式。
Or we have insist upon our own ways.
我们只抱怨对方没有达到我们的期望。
We're always just complaining that the other part does not fulfill my hope.
我们没有想到自己的亏欠。
We never think about our own debts.
所以甚至我们做父母的也有的时候没有尽到父母应该尽的责任。
And even many times that as a parent that we didn't fulfill our responsibilities.
当我们孩子跟我们说话的时候，也许我们没有真的是专心的来听。
That we didn't pay real attention to our children when they talk to us.
我们只希望他们听我们的，而没有来关心他们的需要。
We just hope that they will obey us, instead of really care for their needs.
也许我们也没有把足够的时间给我们的孩子。
Maybe we didn't spend enough time with our children.
特别在这个压力很大的环境当中，我们常常觉得，好像理由充分的把更多的时间放在我们的工作上。
That in this environment full of pressure, we feel that we have all the excuses to put all our time in our work.
所以愿意今天的信息提醒我们。
May today's message remind us.
让我们看到表达爱的重要性和紧急性
that we can understand how important and urgent is to express love
当我们将来有一天面对主的时候我们心中不会觉得羞愧也不会觉得遗憾
that one day when we face the Lord, we will not feel sorry and shameful.
甚至巴不得我们在见主面的时候，我们心中有喜乐。
We pray that when we meet you face to face, that we'll be full of joy.
知道我们在这一生当中，把宝贵的时间投资在有意义的关系上面。
That we know that we have invest our time to the meaningful relationship.
主，我们在过去这段时间，我们有许多不完全的地方。
Lord, that in the previous time we have many incompleteness.
我们恳求主赦免。
We ask for your forgiveness.
我们更是求主帮助我们。
And we ask for your help.
让我们有能力能够来采取改变的行动。
So that we have the capability to take the actions of change.
让我们的信息不是今天听过了就忘记了。
Not that we listen to today's message and then walk away and forget it.
而是因为采取行动，我们开始看到我们的人际关系变得不一样。
So we have started taking actions and see changes in the relationship with others.
看到我们的夫妻关系更加的美好。
We can see an improvement in the spouse relationship.
看到我们跟孩子的关系更加的融洽。
And we have improved the harmony with our children.
让我们全家更